Welcome to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Please welcome your hosts, Ryan and Ellie Hodgson.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. We're extremely excited today because we've been joined by a lady who I met a few years ago on a life-changing course in South Shields. It's Angela Ross. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
We're very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure that you're going to really sort of touch on some listeners today.
Hi, Ellie. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
So just briefly for our audience, just give them a sort of 60-second, 30-second overview of exactly what you do.
All right. Okay. So the biggest thing that I do is I'm working with women to help them get their body confidence back and help them understand that it's not just about a number on the scales. Predominantly, I work with women over the age of 35. Like I say, helping them understand that it's not about the figure on the scale, so that they can live a kick-ass life in a body that they love. Because, you know, that is something, if you don't have that, I think you're pretty shafty. You know, bodies come in all shapes and sizes, but too many women are hung up on, and they're far too critical of themselves, which obviously clouds their judgment of how awesome they really can be. And that's, in a nutshell, that's where we're at.
Yes, love that. That's something that kind of we're passionate about as well. Do you find that you struggle at first kind of showing women that it's not about the number on the scale?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every single woman that comes to me, and I mean 100% of the women that come to me for weight loss. So, yes. So, you know, trying to get there, initially getting their head around, okay, let's forget the number on the scales and let's focus on getting you feeling good about yourself, is very hard. You know, it's a hard barrier to break down. But once you get underneath that, once you start to break that barrier down, Jesus Christ, big things happen.
I think there's such a big, hard barrier to break down because we're sort of ingrained from such a young age that you should be a certain amount of weight for your height, and it's almost goes on all the way throughout life. And there's so much pressure on women in particular to be a certain weight, isn't there?
A certain weight and a certain size, you know, based on kind of like what everyone else, as we think they look. But, you know, I mean, I had an eating disorder for most of my adult life, so I totally get that people will focus on the number on the scales and that you think that you're a failure if you're not hitting that number.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I too was obsessed with a certain number that I remember that I would fascinate by, and it's like crazy now looking back how my life's totally changed by forgetting about the scales and more, like you said, focusing on how I feel, and that to me is so much more rewarding.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, like just looking at that number on the scales, if living your life by that number on the scales, when you get past that, when you can get past that, you've got so much more freedom. You know, and I just found that women, they've just become a different person. They see themselves completely different, and their self-worth and their self-belief just kind of like, it just expands massively.
I love that. And I love the use of the word freedom, because I think often we focus, like you say, they focus on a weight, focus on getting to that goal, but more often than not, it's the thought or the feeling that they think's associated with that weight that they actually want, isn't it? It's more like they want that freedom, or they want that feeling healthier or feeling fitter, rather than the actual weight in itself.
Yeah, you know, the word freedom, right? And, you know, just looking at that, and most women, and same with the guys that you work with, most women that we work with or that we speak to, who are chasing a number on the scales, you know, they just feel like they've got this big noose around their neck. They're carrying all this weight on their shoulders because they're not achieving what they want, what they set out to. And so they're always chasing that. And that's exhausting. Mm.
And then it's getting there, and then if it's not a maintainable thing, it's trying to sustain it, even though it's not physically possible, it can be quite demeaning and put you down quite a bit, can't it? Frustrating.
So again, there's no freedom there, right? So when they get to a certain number, you know, once they've achieved their goal, so to speak, then, you know, there's this slippery slope of going back into old habits. But there's also that, you know, like I say, you know, that weight on the shoulders, like, I've got to stay here. And yeah, that's just a confidence killer.
So how do you help women to kind of overcome the whole, the obsession with the number on the scale? What sort of methods do you use?
Okay, so obviously, you know, the starting point is to get them, you know, looking at the type of foods they, you know, even though that's not like the main aim is not the scale number, but we do need to address nutrition, obviously. Got a couple of phases that we work along, so we got four main phases to start with on being nutrition, so getting them eating better, not less, just better. Another phase is exercise, but I prefer to call exercise movement, because most people hear the word exercise and go, and think of gym, aerobics classes, and it's all too hard. I'm all for getting people moving. So movement is kind of covers the exercise side of things for us. And women's wellness, we will look at hormones, gut health, feelings, emotional eating, that side of stuff. That's a big part of getting them to where they want to go. And the kind of fourth phase for that is the recovery side, which is rest, meditation, you know, looking at sleep patterns, etc. But for me, I think the biggest breakthroughs we have is when we just talk to women face to face, you know, just like we're doing on this call, face to face on a Skype call, and we break down the barriers that way, because most women just keep everything, they keep the lid on everything, whilst they're chasing that number on the scales.
Brilliant. I guess for someone like yourself, it's easier for clients or potential clients to talk to you like they find to Ellie, because you've actually been through that and you've experienced it, so you completely understand that. You're not somebody who's just saying, oh, just check, it's not about the weight, and you're just saying that because you've actually been through, you've been focused on the weight for a number of years and you've actually overcome that.
Yeah, I mean, you know the truth is, Ryan, I'm still battling that, you know, day to day. It's not something that's going to be fixed overnight. And the same with my clients, it's an ongoing journey. Yeah. So I think for me, the woman that I work with, because they know that I've had problems in the past, they know that I've worked through stuff, they know that I'm still working through stuff, I think that they feel more open to letting go and to kind of sharing their story and sharing their struggles.
Brilliant. I love that. And I mean, it's something that you're going through the journey almost with them, so you're like a leader of them women, and it's like a bit of a community you built.
Yeah, you know, and you know, the biggest thing that kind of my clients will say that, but they love working with me. The biggest thing is because I'm honest and I'm open about it. I don't, you know, blow smoke up their backside. I don't tell them everything's going to be great. I give them my story, just how it is.
And sometimes you need that honesty approach as well, because I know that when we've recently been away, and I've always someone who said, oh, I can't do this because I lack confidence, and I never really had a real reason to why I had such low confidence. And someone came to me and was like, well, you're lazy if you just keep saying that because you're doing nothing about it. So sometimes you do just need that honesty. Come on, you need to work through it now.
Yeah, totally, yeah. And again, that all goes back to your self-belief and self-worth, which, you know, majority of women, like say, that I work with over the age of 35, the majority of women really struggle with self-belief and self-worth.
And when you find that they struggle with that, how do you sort of help them to start finding their self-belief and self-worth then? Because obviously that's probably something that's been built up over time.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably been, you know, comes from a very early age for most people. So we will start like kind of just like peeling back the layers of, okay, so kind of where did that come from? How did that make you feel? It's literally just peeling back the layers of, okay, so when was the last time that happened? What was the situation you were at? And we kind of like move backwards rather than go back and try to move forwards. So we're always like kind of digging deeper and deeper and deeper to the point of, you know, where a client might say, okay, I've just actually realized why I'm acting or thinking this way.
Because that's the thing, until you really sort of speak about it and have a think about it, you don't even realize what's going on in your subconscious. It's like finally getting that acceptance, but also being aware.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a lot of the time, we just think that that's how it is. right? Mm-hmm. But it's not until you start digging deep into your emotions and definitely digging deep into your past, because that's where, as Ryan said, that's where a lot of this limited self-beliefs and limited self-worth comes from your past, from your childhood possibly. So yeah, it is about breaking down the barriers and just taking it step by step. Okay, so what happened in that situation? How did it make you feel? And kind of going on from there.
Brilliant. I mean, because we always talk to our women about putting themselves first, and it's very similar to what you say about self-worth. And do you find that then they find all areas of their life improve? It's not just their health or their weight and whatever the goal they come to you for. It actually benefits their whole life and their family and their work and their relationships and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said to you, 100% of the women that come to me because they want to lose weight, right? That's it. That's their starting point. That's the thing that's, you know, the be all and end all. It's going to make everything rosy. When we start digging deep into, you know, moving back under these layers, often it's, oh, well, I'm having a really tough time in my relationship. Maybe I'm not getting on with my kids. You know, I've lost a connection with my partner, not happy in my job. So it's not just, it's suddenly, if you could just fix the weight, I'd be happy. Suddenly becomes a, oh, right, okay, it's not just about the weight, yeah? And like you say, when they start getting that self-worth back, because what's happening when they come to me, what's happening, they feel insignificant and they feel invisible, right? And that's not just in life, you know, in general, that's with their partners, the work, relationships with the kids. They just feel a little bit lost. So all of these things get better. I'm saying all of these things get better. Sometimes relationships break down because of it. But, you know, that's because that's what needed to happen for that certain person. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, everything else changes when they get their self-belief and self-worth back.
So have you always been – I mean, I know I'm changing the subject a little bit now. We've touched on that quite a bit. Have you always been into coaching and fitness, or is it something that sort of – happened from your experiences? I know you've been in the fitness industry a number of years now.
Okay, well, I've been in the fitness industry for about 15 years, and I got into that because I did have an eating disorder kind of from a very young age, like from 13, 14. And I got into that because I was literally training, you know, 24/7. Yeah. That's the reason I got into it. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't to help people. It was because I thought, great, I can have a job where I can train to death, you know.
Yeah.
And the first, I don't know, probably the first 8-9 years, that was my mentality. I was training people. It was all about, you know, nutrition and exercise. And then I went down the coaching route. I started off finding myself a coach in the mindset. And it really, I mean, you know, it always sounds cheesy, but it was really life-changing, totally life-changing. And that's when I could see the changes that was bringing in me, I was like, right, I've got to bring this to my clients.
Brilliant. So you've almost learned through experience and then pass it on again. It's sort of a general theme of what you've done. You've been through everything and you're helping them, these women go through it. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, one of the big things for me is, you know, we both know this, right? So, you know, if you need a coach to help you to be coached, and that's exactly kind of how I started in the coaching field, away from the whole fitness arena. But yeah, that's, you know, it's been a journey, and there's still, you know, a massive part for me to learn.
Yeah, it's like we always say to our clients, we're continually investing in ourselves, like we ask them to do to themselves, and it's the same thing. It's mirroring each other, isn't it? We're almost leading by example in that.
Yeah, because you know you can never know all.
With your four phases that you kind of sort of focus on, I'm just going to touch on the exercise one, because I love how you mentioned it's more to do with moving. Do you find that often people kind of try to overcomplicate the exercise side to the weight loss, or that when they're trying to better themselves, they kind of think that they need to have this like vigorous exercise plan?
Yeah, because they go back to what they've seen other people do or what they've done in the past, whether it's worked or not, or, you know, which is very strange. So I'm just, you know, like, okay, so let's look at what you're doing right now. Okay, let's see how we can get movement with the whole body, but not just, you know, not just with the exercise side of it, but also that brings me kind of like into the whole yoga and meditation side, because I put that in, even though it comes under wellness, I put the yoga and the meditation under movement.
But
I totally get what you're saying. Do people do they feel like they have to throw themselves in there and, like, you know, like be in the gym a lot of the time? Do they need to train every day? Yeah, most women think they do, and it's a real, it's like a cloud's lifted when they know that they don't have to train in hard every day.
Especially if they're suffering themselves with, you know, low self-esteem. They don't want to be going to the gym. So knowing that they, you know, I can just go out and walk, and you're probably going to find you get more benefits from that anyway.
Yeah, and, you know, they're less stressed because they're not having to put some the gym gear on and, you know, walk into a gym where they feel intimidated. So, you know, going for a walk, it can be a really pleasurable experience regardless of what the weather's like. So, yeah, I'm all about movement rather than beating them with the exercise stick.
Yeah, because we often say to our clients as well is exercise for a degree, if you're somebody who wants to lose weight, is burning calories. And you're going to burn calories regardless whether you're walking, whether you go into a high-intensity exercise class or whether it's just burning calories. And if we can simplify it down, it breaks them barriers for people. And it's like, look, what do you enjoy? If you enjoy doing something that is active, that's exercise.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, walking is something that we're kind of losing the art of doing, right? You know, you get in the car, you go to where you're going, you rush in there, you get back in the car. Most people don't walk very far at all. And so, you know, when I get clients, I'm like, right, I want you to, you know, walk every day, maybe 20 to 30 minutes. Just go out, put your iPod in, you know, just enjoy the scenery. It's just, they come, they're like, wow, I feel so much better. I don't feel stressed. So, yeah, it's a very underrated form of exercise.
Brilliant. I mean, that's really good. We have got one sort of trick question that we're going to ask you at the end, just to finish the round interview up, which I think we've covered there. I think there's going to be loads for our listeners to take away.
So this is a question that everyone sort of, I think, might struggle with. But what's one question that we haven't asked you, but we possibly should have asked you?
Okay, one question. So I think what would be one question for me would be what have been your own personal struggles?
Oh, cool. Okay, and what have they been?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, I've had an eating disorder for most of my adult life. And, you know, for me, my own personal struggles were battling with self-belief and, self-worth, for sure. You know, when I started out in the industry, I taught a lot of different classes, but I was constantly on the back foot thinking I'm not good enough, they're so much better, she's slimmer, more attractive, younger, you know, yada, 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 all that sort of stuff. And that's been one of my personal struggles right up to now.
Wow. And, you know, for you to share that with us on here after I've met you and I've seen you around on, you know, on social media, things like that, it's surprising of obviously how well you've done to sort of, you know, you've built a really good business. You've got a lot of women following in you, and you've struggled in your own self-belief as well, because obviously what you're doing is working. You're very good at what you do. So that's really, really good to share that. I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, we won't take up too much of your time, Angela. Listen, just finishing off, how can our listeners find out a little bit more about you?
Okay, so if you go to warriorwomenmovement.co.uk, you can find more about my coaching program, or you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/physiquebootcamp.
Cool, perfect. And we will put all of Angela's links in the show notes. Angela, listen, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And ladies, or whoever's listening, if you feel like as if you're struggling and you can really resonate with Angela, then please do get in touch with her.
All right, guys, it's been great to chat to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Make sure to go over to hodgsonfitness.com/podcast to get the show notes.